Today's learning should be on Nishmas Chaimelis from Shai Moshe and Neil Rivki Bas Moshe Israel Yannis Ben Sara from Menachem and Moshe Bischus for Shlomo Chaim Moshe and Malka Yannis Ben Sara Miriam Bracha Bas Sara Malka Mordechai Yitzchak Ben Feigeldina and Bischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So Milas Simon Reish Ches, continuing on over here Sif Yud Gimel talking about the Bracha Achas Me'en Sholish. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Gimel. Im achel peiros, if you ate fruit mishivas haminim, which we said yesterday, if I eat peiros in the shivas haminim, I have to do the bracha achas me'en sholosh shel peiros. Now, if achel tapuchim, I also ate apples. Ain't tzarich levarach al tapuchim bar nefashas. So, in such a case, I don't have to make a bar nefashas on the apples. Shegam hei bechal pir eitz, right? Because remember, I'm going to make ala eitz val priya eitz. I'm going to make I said before ala peiros. I meant ala eitz. I'm going to make ala eitz val priya eitz on it. Now, since I'm going to make ala eitz, it will include apples. Now, of course, if I eat just apples, I don't make a ala eitz. But since I ate the shivas aminim, and now I am making a bracha achas me'en sholosh anyway, I'm saying the ala eitz, that ala eitz includes the apples. Shagam heim priya eitz, shagam heim priya eitz, they too are priya eitz. Aval im achol tapuchem. And what happens if I ate apples and I drank wine? Then the alagefen, even though I finish with peiros at the end of the bracha, as we said yesterday, still it does not cover the apples. The kolshkin and certainly machel basar, I pri adam, I ate a vegetable, and together with wine, or I ate something else from the shivas aminim. You have to make a separate bracha achrayna. So the only thing we're saying is that if I ate shivas aminim fruit and I ate non-shivas aminim fruit, the non-shivas aminim fruit will get covered. I don't have to make a separate bar in the fashas on them. Who adin machal basa v'dogim machal mechamesh aminim? If I ate basa and dogim and mezaynus, ain bechasal mechik. But there is a basa v'es a dogim. It does not pater the basa or the dogim. Okay, pretty straightforward. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Shegam heim halav hachi ein bracha me'en sholosh peteres bar nefashos kein lahepach. Certainly, if not for the fact that I ate both, if by mistake I made an ala eitz on an apple or I made a bar nefashos on a pomegranate, right? It doesn't work. You have to make the appropriate bracha. Pri eitz heim perish. Even though they are technically a pre-eitz, right? So I'm making ala eitz. So why, if I make ala eitz on an apple, is it no good, right? So they're not so chashiv. So the chachamim did not be peveya this bracha on the apple. Now, since I am anyway making it because I ate from the shivas haminim, if this that it pats is only by actually at the apples, avol. If I squeeze them and I ate the cider that comes out of it, ain't a nifter bechazal eitz. The laf priul klal. That's bechal not a peri. We're not going to go get into the whole sugya that we learned. The question of when I fruit juices that come from fruit that's grown primarily for squeezing, is that having an eitz or not? So we're not going to go into that. We're talking about regular. We're assuming that the juice that we're drinking is a shahako. In this case, it would certainly not be gepatered by the al ha-eitz. Shasayayin, so then we said the other case, I ate fruit and I drank wine. Va'afilu la'paiskim, even according to the paiskim. V'b'chassim, v'shabichsayayim, misayim ala oretz ala peiros. Remember we had yesterday, there were two versions. Either we had misayim ala oretz ala gefen, or ala oretz ala peiros. See, canal b'sif yud aleph. We learned yesterday in sif yud aleph. So even according to the shita, that in the chasima you say peiroi. So then I would think maybe if I ate, drank wine, and I ate an apple, and I'm going to finish the bracha with ala peiroi, it should pater the apple. Mikol makom kevin the pesicha hu maskerak gefen. Remember, in the opening of the bracha, we only mentioned gefen. Ain tapuchem b'chlal v'ain yoytzev. The tapuchem are not included, and you're not yoytzev. Yesh me'achreinim. They're those from the chreinim. Shekasu. Dimsim v'birchas hayayin, alorets v'alaperes. Efshe the yoytze gamal tapuchim. There are those who say that maybe you are yoytze. V'alken yeshizoy heichas shoychol tapuchim v'shoyse yayin. It's a very interesting halacha. Now there are some shitas that hold that about when I if I finish alorets v'alaperes, then I would be yoytze the apples, right? If I had wine and apples, he says. Therefore, yeshlizoy heichas shoychol tapuchim v'shoyse yayin. That if I ate The puchim, and I drank wine, apples, and I drank wine. She yivarech tchilu bar nefashis. Rabbi zal the puchim first make the bar nefashis, and that certainly didn't pata the wine. Or she yisayim a bichsayayin, or finish with the bichsayayin al aretz al piya gefen. So this that we said yesterday, you have a choice. You can either finish al aretz al piya gefen or al aretz al haperes. If you had wine and apples or wine and oranges, you shouldn't finish al haperes, or you should make the bar nefashis first. The kolshkin achem achol basa, certainly be ate meat. Tama kolshkin the yayin tapuchim. Right, when it comes to wine and apples, they are both mean a min from the eight. So you would think maybe the bracha covers both. So, but certain that since that doesn't cover it, certainly if I ate something that's not min eight, I ate a piece of meat, it doesn't cover. We're going to get soon there later as to what bracha achrayin you have to make on certain things when it is a ikur and a tuffel. I just want to digress for a second because I spoke to the Rav about it this morning and we had covered it a little bit, but I don't know if we had such clarity. I asked the Rav because we touched upon mezainis and we touched ikur and tuffel, and we touched upon the rice cake, and the Rav gave me clarity. I spoke to some of the guys at shul this morning, but and I'm completely digressing over here, but it's a good. The Rav gave me a very clear way of looking at it and understanding it. So just to back to what the question was, if you take a cracker and you put tuna fish on it, right? We all know it's mezainis, right? Because you have the cracker, you have the tuna fish, regardless of which one of the ikker, they're both there for flavor. Automatically, when they're both there for flavor, one of them is chamashis min and dagen, that's always the ikker, and therefore you make a mezainis, regardless of the cracker is less than the tuna or more than the tuna, it's a mezainis, right? Now, we also learned that, according to many shitas, a rice cake is a mezainis as well. But a rice cake is not the same mezainis as strong as mezainis that's made from chamechus min adagim, meaning that let's go with the other scenario. I took a rice cake and I put tuna fish on it. So do I still say, just like when the cracker with the tuna fish on it, it's a mezainis, and therefore over here too will be a mezainis, I don't make a bracha on the tuna fish? Or no, when it comes to a rice cake, is different than a cracker. And the Rav explained as follows. When it comes to Chameshas Min HaDagan, you don't look at which one is rife. If they're both an irka, meaning that you want both of them, right? So eating breakfast, you want the protein and you want the carbs. You want both of them. Then you go after the Chameshas Min HaDagan. However, when you don't have Chameshas Min HaDagan, we learned, you go after the rife. So therefore, in a cracker, when I put tuna fish on it, it's a mezainis automatically, no matter what, even though there's a lot more tuna than rice cakes. I'm sorry, than crackers. When it comes to a rice cake is a mezainis. Tuna is a shahakal. You put them together, you would go after the rife, because it's not chamechus min adagim. So if there's more rice cake than tuna, it would be mezainis. If there's more tuna than rice cake, then it would be a shahakal. If you're not sure, then you should really eat some mezainis beforehand and eat some shahakal beforehand. So just, I know we went through this, and I don't know how clear we were when we learned it, so I just wanted to bring that up. Okay, let's go back to the regular programming over here. See if you're dalit. Shasa yayin, if somebody drinks wine, uberech bar pi agafen, you made a bar pi agafen, achal anavim, then you eat grapes. Tzarech levarech aleim bar pi eitz, you have to make a bar pi eitz. You don't say that the bar pi agafen patters the eating of the grapes. V'chein, and so too, bebracha achreina. So now the bracha achrayna on grapes is ala eitz, bracha achrayna on wine is ala gefen. So in your bracha achrayna, you will do both. You do ala eitz, al priya eitz, ala gefen. In the beginning, you'll mention both, like we learned yesterday. And at the end, you'll say al aretz al paris can pata for both of them. Okay, or you can say al aretz val paris val aretz val pri hagefen. Al aretz al hagefen, that order. Val aretz val pri hagefen val ha paris. Says the Mishabur, levarach alayim bar pri eitz. The loy tame that novim nami pri hagefen inu, that what would be the havamina otherwise? I drank a cup of wine and I'm drinking I drink a cup of wine and I am drinking a bar pri eitz, right? Why would I think that I'm drank a cup of wine and now I'm eating grapes? Why would I think that I don't have to make a bracha on it? Because the truth is, the bayre pri hagefen. What's the bracha? Bayre, creator of pri hagefen, the fruit of the gefen, of the vine, of the grapevine. Now, grapes are pri hagefen. The yiftu of the ever, b'chzayayin, kamash malan, delay, the yinat yait. Tzarech lahaska, Right, so the light time of the yaitza birchas ala gefen shemavarach ala yayin. You shouldn't think that yaitza with the birchas ala gefen you make in the wine. El tzarich lahaske gam kain ala eitz. You have to make the ala eitz v'yichol and birchas ala gefen bebracha achas kanal b'sifiyad beis. As we said, when you eat multiple things, you mention both of them in the bracha. Let's see the mechaber sif tezvav. In b'diavad berach ala nav and bar pri agefen. What happens if by mistake I'm eating grapes and instead of making a bar pri eitz, I made a bar pri agefen? Or by mistake, instead of making a ala eitz, I made a ala gefen. Your yotze, but the eved your yotze. Who I didn't shasa yaim and skava lift on over the yotze. What happens if I have a cup of wine, about to drink my cup of wine? There's also a bowl of grapes on the table, and I say I have in mind that when I make the bracha ala gefen, I am also going to be yotze the grapes. Mistakenly, I'm not supposed to do that, but I did that. But the eved, you were yotze, and you would not make another bracha. Kama shakasuf simon reishvav sif beis ayin sham. We're talking about that the grapes were there, but you didn't really have a mind. Since it's only the b'di'evet bracha, it's not automatic. If I had in mind that when I made the agefen, I had in mind on the grapes, I wasn't supposed to, but the b'di'evet yaitza. But if I had a blank, I didn't have anything in mind, I just made al b'yer pri agefen, right? And I did not make the I did not have in mind, not for or not against the grapes. It's not automatically mites of the grapes, and I would make a bar pri eitz on the grapes. You should make the appropriate bracha on each one. What happens the other way around? I have a cup of wine, and by mistake, I make a bar pri eitz, and I have in mind to be yaitz of the cup of wine. Yesh deis bein ha-paiskim, there's a machlokes in the paiskim. Yesh Iron the Yatza with the Abbot, those who say that Yatza, the Yesh Iron the Lo Yatza, and some say you weren't Yatza, Suffolk Brachas Lahakal. Since we're talking about the Rabbanan over here, as we always said, when it comes to Rabbanan and Brachas, Suffolk Brachas, we always go Lahakal, and therefore you would not make a new Bracha. Want to see, there was one more thing here. Right, so here it's interesting. So if you remember, we learned yesterday that when if I ate mezainis and I ate fruit and I ate I drank wine, I make one bracha achrayna, but I include the nusach for all three of them. Right? We made one bracha asmei shalosh. We never find that I say a bracha rishayna. Let's say I'm going to eat grapes and I'm going to drink wine. Why don't I say bracha adasham lekenem alchaylam? Why don't I make, just like in the bracha achrayna, I make it into one bracha? Why in the beginning don't I make it into one bracha? Interesting question, right? So in other words, either we should never do one bracha, in other words, I should make three separate bracha achrayinas, or in the if you're saying I could combine the bracha, why is it in the beginning don't I combine the brachas? Why is there a difference? So he says of this, kasav achazanish, shabracha rishayna machmas kitzura nechshar kechatzima. He says, really, the bracha rishayna is really automatically, it's the opening and the closing together. You never do a chasima with two. But oid, shem yasaken, ye hefsik ben a bracha tima. He says here, there's going to be a hefsik. That's the reason is, it makes no sense, because the truth is, in al michi, we are chasim more than one. But he says, I made bar pri hagefen and bar chat shem lakem echon, bar pri hagefen u pri ha'etz. Then I drink my wine. Now there's a hefsik between me eating the grapes and the bracha that I made, right? So therefore, you can't combine. Have a bracha, right? L'shayach hefsek. Here we don't have a hefsek. You're finishing the bracha. So therefore, you could combine them versus in the versus the bracha achrayna versus bracha rishayna, where you cannot combine them. Okay, we will stop over here, and Emet Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.